Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 25th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. Google Quantum AI reported a verifiable quantum advantage. Its Quantum Echoes algorithm on the Willow chip solved a molecular structure task 13,000 times faster than the best-known classical algorithms running on a top supercomputer. The result differs from earlier claims because it is verifiable and reproducible. The team published the work in Nature and says the outputs can be confirmed on other quantum devices or by physical experiments. The demonstrated speedup points toward practical uses in drug discovery, material research, and AI that relies on precise simulations. Universal, everyday quantum computers remain distant, but this marks a concrete step toward usable applications. OpenAI launched company knowledge for paying ChatGPT customers, linking the chatbot to internal data from Slack, Google Drive, SharePoint, and GitHub, making it a central search for company knowledge. Administrators must enable the feature and choose which platforms to connect. The service targets business, enterprise, and edu customers. Employees can retrieve information across chats, documents, and spreadsheets with a single query. OpenAI says the model handles vague questions, showing which document or chat provided each answer. Limitations include no web access and no diagram or image generation from internal files. Experts warn about unreliable citations and increased AI errors called workslop, which can harm productivity and trust.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Lightrix introduces LTX2, an open-source model that generates native 4K video at up to 50 frames per second and produces synchronized audio in a single process. Clips can reach up to 10 seconds. Developers emphasize efficiency, stating the model runs on ordinary consumer graphics cards and halves costs compared with competing systems. The company frames LTX2 as a tool for professional creatives and filmmakers who need high-resolution output without cloud-only compute. The article notes a personal suspicion that this may effectively require a 5090 with 32GB VRAM. Lightrix positions the model as an open alternative to closed systems like OpenAI Sora 2 and Google Veo 3.1. Anthropic plans to expand Google Cloud use and gain access to up to 1 million TPUs by 2026. The deal is worth several tens of billions of US dollars and adds 1 gigawatt of compute to support Claude's research, testing, and scalable deployment. Anthropic serves more than 300,000 business customers. Large customers, each over 100,000 US dollars, have grown nearly sevenfold in a year. Amazon remains the primary training partner, including the Rainier cluster with hundreds of thousands of chips across US data centers. OpenAI plans up to 16 gigawatts with AMD and NVIDIA. Observers question whether startups can earn enough to cover ongoing compute costs. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.